Good evening. I'd like to call the Bucksport Planning Meeting to order for Tuesday, February 7th, 2017. Roll call.
Mary Jane Bush is absent. Brian McDonald.
Yeah.
David Grant.
Present.
Steve Fite.
Present.
Christopher Johnson.
Present.
George Henson.
Here.
Edward Belcher.
Here. I'd like to review and accept the minutes of the December 6, 2016 minutes. January being meeting was canceled due to weather.
Second.
Everybody had a chance to read them over. Any questions, errors, omissions? No? All in favor of accepting the minutes of December 6, 2016? Okay. The chair has no report. Code enforcement officer's report.
I don't have too much to report this evening. I will let you know that we're working on an application to submit to a foundation. We recently became aware of that issues grants of up to $1 million for various purposes, and we think that perhaps Wilson Hall might be a good way to use some of that grant funds. So we're working on it's actually the pre-application they're asking for is to determine the eligibility of applicants. The project scope, I think, at this point is a complete stripping of the building down to brick, including removing the entire roof and removing all of the wood framing that's in the building now, and then building a new first floor, a new second floor, and a brand new roof. So I'm trying to get some...
You're going to salvage the steeple, try?
Sorry?
The cupola?
Yeah, that would be...
salvageable?
No. We'd have to build a new one to the exact dimensions and appearance. So I'm trying to figure out how to get a cost estimate, because the application requires you to let them know how much money you want. So that's what I'm working on. And because we just found out about this, there's a deadline of March 1st, so it's kind of tight to get all the information we need, but I'm working on it. The other thing I'll mention to you, I don't know if you may have mentioned, but there's a slight difference in this room here in seating arrangements. Mm-hmm. We've widened the room, the space between the rows, to make it easier for people to get in and out and come up to the podium to speak. And we also have developed rows here. But another thing that I'm working on, this is not an approved change, but it's one I'm talking about, is changing the entrance to this room from there to over to the angle wall. That will allow this side here to have 12 additional seats.
And just it would split it up.
Right. And just for the heck of it, I set it up that way this evening before you came here. I closed the door and set the 12 chairs in here, and it really makes a huge difference in this room. It looks like there's much more seating than there ever has been here before, but actually there would be 6 fewer seats in the end because of the distance we have now between the seats. And the other change would be adding on to the dais here about 3 feet so the town clerk could sit up here with the council members. That would table would go away. So another change as part of that project is to take that screen and move it over to that wall. So when we have our projections here, we'd be using the screen over there. But we're also talking about putting a television monitor up here so that there'd be a digital projector mounted to the ceiling here that would project images over there, so people in this room can see it. But that same projector would transmit an image to the television monitor over here, so people on that side of the room could see it, because they wouldn't be able to see that screen over there from the seating on that side there. So these are things we're talking about doing to make it better for the public to participate in council and your reviews, and make it easier for them to get up and down from their chairs without having to crawl over people like they have in the past. That's all I have to report this evening.
Right now, I'm going to open up an opportunity for a limited public forum. And the public can address the board on matters related to land use or planning in the town of Bucksport, but it cannot be addressing anything before, any business before the board this evening. So, if there's anybody in the public would like to address the planning board for any particular reason? No? Seeing no public coming forward, close the public forum. Unfinished business, there is none. New business. An application for approval of a new land use and site development on Silver Lake Road, tax map lot 1, map 1, lot 63. The applicant proposes to develop the property with 4,000 square foot place of worship, a 43 space parking lot, a septic system, and a drilled well. The applicant is Bucksport United Methodist Church.
I have some information to share with you to explain to you why we're here this evening and also to help you become familiar with the property location. Like I normally do.
This is pretty well prepared.
Yeah, very.
Start by showing you a satellite view to point out where this property is located. You can't see very well.
I'm fine, I'll go like I usually do.
So here is this is McDonald Street, turns into Silver Lake Road right here, and the property we're talking about tonight is right here. This is the Tannery Brook, goes down, eventually drains into the river. The tank farm over here. Town site is here.
So you've got to some room to put a farm on one side.
That's just a little closer view to give you an idea of where the abutters are located. We have a few across the street here, one to the south, one to the north, actually two to the south. There's a mobile home here. This is the main water company facility. The church will be, the entrance to the church will be located right about here, opposite the driveway to this house here, is that correct?
Yes.
And this is from our tax maps. I've highlighted the lot that's to be developed. It's in, the next map will show you what zone it's in. This was actually a recent zone change. Kind of hard to see at that scale, but this area used to be in the village district. Now we changed it to the R1 district because that was a more suitable designation for that area, which is more agricultural in character than a densely developed residential neighborhood. So I've kind of highlighted the lot to show you it's in the R1 DCR district. And from our land use ordinance in the R1 district, places of worship are an allowed use subject to planning board approval. The footnote is the land use is not allowed in the R1 SL as a Silver Lake portion of R1. Unless it's provided with public sewer service. The SL portion is on the other side of Silver Lake, not on the side where this property is. I'd like to show you where that is. Let's see. So, it doesn't show very well here, but the SL district is over here. This is all R1.
Yeah. Okay.
On this side. It doesn't show the SL designation on the small map, but that's what it is. So I stopped by the property a few days ago to take some photographs. This is a view from in the field looking back towards Silver Lake Road to give you an impression of what the neighbors might see or what you might see from the neighbors. It's hard to see, but there actually is a house there and a house right there. So you see there's a pretty good vegetated screening between this property and the neighbor's property in that direction. And we have to the south this mobile home here, and this is the main water facility here, and to the north we have the cave with a single family residence next to it. I didn't realize how big that lot was until I walked it. You have to walk a while to get to the Henry Brook. You're going downhill, and then you go back uphill a little bit before you come back down. So I stopped where it started to go back down towards the stream, just to give you a picture. That's the stream right there. And I turned around and took a picture back towards the road. The road is way up here. So it's a large lot. No question about it. And the site being developed is quite a distance from the Tannery Brook, which is in a shoreline zone, by the way. But it's only 75 feet wide, so it's not a standard 250-foot wide shoreline zone. So this picture here gives you an idea of the site distance, standing roughly where the driveway entrance will be, looking to the north and south. You see there's all kinds of site distance in both directions. And I mentioned earlier that the entrance to the church is going to line up with a residential driveway across the street, and there it is. Again, you've got all kinds of screening here, so headlights coming up out of the church parking lot are not going to have, I don't think, have an adverse impact on the house across the street because of the redneck trees. Any questions at all? The application was submitted to department directors for their review. Received no comments of concern from any of them. Abutters were also notified. I did receive one visit from an abutter who was just curious about the project. Didn't have any concerns at all. And this was actually an abutter on the other side of Tannery Brook. I sent them notices as well because even though they didn't physically abut the lot, they were within about 100 feet from the lot line, so they needed to get notice.
Hersey?
Hmm?
Hersey?
No, actually it was Howard. Howard.
Okay. Pull down the road.
We have the applicants here this evening to answer the questions you may have, as well as their engineer.
So, the applicant would like to make a presentation this moment.
I'll just try to hit a few of the highlights for you. My name is Andrew McCullough, professional engineer. We are asking for a waiver to the requirement for a boundary survey.
You have a good one.
I'm sorry?
You have a very good one in there.
we have not submitted a complete boundary survey plan, but the property was recently surveyed. The monuments are there, and we were able to locate those monuments when we did the topographic survey, and we've shown the bearings and distances for the property, so it's very clear. And the parking will be sited kind of in the center of the property near the roadway. And as Mr. Hammond stated, there is a vegetated buffer, a line of trees adjacent to the roadway that does provide screening between the roadway and where this development is going to take place. We have shown the setbacks on the plan, and what we have attempted to do, and I think successfully, is we've gone a little bit above and beyond as far as providing for more than the minimum required parking according to the ordinance. We, just so that there's some room for snow storage, things like that, if necessary. It is going to be served by a drilled well, and it is going to be served by a septic system. I have designed the septic system as a licensed site evaluator. The drilled well, on this revised plan that I've brought you, I put a note by the drilled well, because it most likely will be designated as a public water supply because of the number of persons using it. So that there is no adverse impacts down the road or limitations on others, we will verify the location of the abutter septic system and make sure that we site that so that it's 300 feet away from their septic as well as ours, or as well as the churches. Other than that, we have presented a grading and stormwater and erosion control plan in accordance with the ordinance. The ordinance specifies that we attempt to manage stormwater on site. And so what we've done is we've incorporated a couple swales so that where there is concentrated stormwater coming off parking areas, roof areas, that it will enter these swales and then go to level stone lift level spreaders that will then disperse that concentrated flow back into the field and into the woods. We have proposed a limited amount of site lighting. We have proposed two pole lights, if you will. They are night sky compliant, which means that they're shielded. And we also have some wall packs proposed around the building, primarily for safety and security. We're not trying to overlight the site. On the plan, we have shown the lighting distribution. It shows where there's 2-foot candles and 1-foot candle, and then those foot candle values continue to drop off so that by the time it reaches the property line, there's no light overspill. The other thing, just to bring your attention to, with the wooded buffer by the road, we haven't proposed any additional buffering on the site. And we have, as Mr. Hammond also noted, site distance in each direction. I looked at it. I estimated it to be well over 400 feet in each direction. And I have provided in the application some estimated trip generation counts as far as to based on attendance at the church. And I will tell you that I did measure the width of the roadway, and the street there is between 25 and 26 feet paved. And then there are shoulders. I will answer any other questions.
I have noticed the parking lot, the main parking lot, is gravel surface.
Well, we didn't specifically label it as paved. I think that although it may begin as gravel, depending on budget, the overall intent would be that ultimately that it be paved.
Correct. But I didn't see a paving, whether you're going to cut off the paving at the entrances and leave paving for the ambulatory parking spaces and under the canopy.
If
that's the intent.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I could add some lines to better define that, if you would like. Yeah.
But but it is, you could call it future paving.
Yes.
Okay. Is this structure going to have a steeple?
No.
You're not going to salvage anything. Or any memorial, or a bell. Or a clock. No? Okay.
You have any pictures in the lobby of the old one so you can reminisce.
Well, that was rather historical. So. Okay. Everything's pretty well in order. I don't have no further questions. Any of them?
I have a question on the this existing tree line here. Is the Tanner stream, is there, what's the minimum distance from the plan here to the Tanner stream that we see on this now? Can you use an estimate?
Just one second. I'm going to give you an estimate. It's multiple hundreds.
It's 568 to the stream from the road, so.
So it's like it's 250 minimum?
Yeah, probably 300.
Or if not more.
Yeah. It's pretty steep. You know, here.
When I saw that shot that you drew of that pink area, it seemed to me that part of that setback was that just your bad judgment on the way it drew? It would appear to be going in part of this area.
Well, the lot does border Tannery Brook. That's the lot, one of the lot lines.
Yes.
Tannery Brook.
Right.
So the back part of this lot is in a shoreline zone. But the proposed project is not.
Yeah, the lot, or I mean, the area to be developed is outside that shoreline zone.
Thank you.
Yep.
Another question. Would this, do you anticipate that the parking lot will be closed to the general public, during non-event or non-church hours? Is that something?
The building is in use pretty much 7 days a week. Different groups coming in and out. So it won't be a locked gate if that's what you're asking.
I'm not asking for anything. I'm just trying to understand.
No, but I mean that's. I'm trying to think
people that might stop by to walk down to go hunting or.
Well, that was my thought. How you folks deal with that, your business. I'm just trying to understand what the plan is. If you have.
Yeah, I mean I can't anticipate any reason of shutting it off. Yeah,
perhaps. Thank you.
I know the game warden has already talked to me because there's several folks that like to put tree stands down there.
Yeah,
there's one down there now.
Yeah, and so he wanted, if he asked if that would be allowed.
To be honest with you, I see great potential down there for things like walkways along there to the dam and bring it back in town. I see those kind of potentials. And I obviously would never think of asking that because it's inappropriate. But again, I look at this as an opportunity as well for access.
One of the long-term things that we've thought about is maybe having prayer paths, walking paths down towards the stream and an outdoor chapel down there at some point. Maybe.
Right.
Yeah. But that's down the road.
There's a lot of potential in there. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other comments? I believe we should proceed to our review.
Yes. You following your checklist now? Are you following your checklist?
Yes.
How about number four? number four.
Okay. Are there any public that want to comment on this project? Anybody out there? Okay.
Too biased. Anybody biased?
Are there any biases on this app against this or for this application? Or? I don't know. Okay, we'll move on to the application review. Environmental standards. I did not find anything significant. That is not addressed by any means.
To me, most of those are probably items that we should consider and mention.
Okay.
As to whether or not they're addressed would be.
Okay, we'll go down the list. Soils are suitable for the land use.
And covered in the engineering.
Hmm?
It's covered right in the engineering here.
Yeah.
Very well.
Soils are discussed and displayed.
Yeah. Yeah. Two, stormwater runoff from the land use is minimized to the greatest practical extent and adequately managed to reduce risk of relevant detrimental effects. It is fairly well outlined. Their objectives and even silt fence. So I would say more than meets best management practices. And the same goes for number three. Surface and subsurface waters are adequately protected from the detrimental effects of any water pollutant from land use. And I believe so. The septic system is designed, and I guess it is at least separated by public water distances from the well. Yeah.
Jim, what do you mean by that? Is separated by public water from the well?
He described the well as being a public drinking spot.
Oh, okay, I got it.
Yeah, and 300 feet.
Right.
Now, on a home, on a residence, it's 150, yeah. I think, from a well to
yeah.
a
Thank
corner.
Thank you. Just want to make sure I understood.
Yeah.
So the well for the church will be at least 300 feet from the church's septic system.
Right, that's the way it's shown.
As well as neighbors as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that would give them an arc range over here to stay 300 feet from here and from across the road. Yeah. So the exact site of the well will be determined in the field. Item five, I don't believe there will be any detrimental effects from any air pollution. So, not applicable. I would imagine there is wildlife running through there once in a while, but I don't believe it's a significant wildlife habitat. Does anybody?
It hasn't been identified in the Boxville Comprehensive Plan.
No.
I don't believe that.
Okay.
So it's really not
applicable. and there is no vegetation within the shoreline district that is going to be touched, so. But in the future, you and Peter mentioned possibly a walking paths and stuff. But
they, just a thought. But they already have had that discussion, I'm sure, among themselves, and it'd be a little different from what I had. But I just think, as I said, it's an opportunity that may be pursued by them. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of opportunities that you can take advantage of. But I don't think there's anything here about that vegetation in the land district. I don't think there's anything to do with that.
No. Well, according to Jeff, there's kind of a berm down near the bottom, too, that kind of protects the actual water. That's good.
You need to do a site visit, isn't it necessary?
So moved. Okay.
So moved.
Anybody
second.
Want a site visit?
Second. I second the motion.
Okay. All in favor of no site visit? Okay. Good. I don't see any special conditions. Special area standards. I don't know what the history of that property is. Do you know if there were any previous dwellings on that property at all?
My knowledge, it was part of the pasture land from Melissa's farm.
Right.
Pretty much.
It's always been that way. So it was on there from 1949.
Yeah.
It's Chipman's farm there. You know.
Right. Yeah. Not at all.
It's really healthy grass.
Yeah. I don't believe item 2 is applicable. There is no public access to the water beyond it. That's not applicable. It's well above flood hazard. Not applicable. Are there any unique natural character identified in the comprehensive plan for this lot?
No.
No? Okay. Not applicable. Site visit now. Local area standards.
The first one is it's in a rural district.
Yeah.
It's applicable.
You think it is? Okay.
Not them meeting it. They've addressed it and covered it, but it's an applicable standard.
Yeah.
Job on number one.
Yeah.
It talks about the development patterns of the local area neighborhood. I don't know if there are any, other than until you get across the road at that point.
No.
Development standard. But certainly the cave on one end and the mobile home at the other. I just think it's not applicable.
You've got the water treatment plant down below, and it's neighboring, but that's kind of commercial, public commercial.
It doesn't apply.
The land is obviously appropriately separated and shielding from abutted land uses in public or private ways. That's good. Item 3, there's a fairly good-sized power line that crosses Ghost Castine.
It's on the other property, though, I think. It's not on this property.
Yeah, it's not on this
property. So this refers to electromagnetic fields from the land use.
Yeah, no. Not applicable.
Charges don't charge.
Item 4 is well shown on the plans.
was addressed in the plans, Mr. Chairman. It was also discussed during the presentation.
Yeah, I'll show it in.
The type of lighting is shielded.
It is. Yes, it is.
The building mounted lights were all down shielded, and
yes.
Parking lot, the two parking lot lights are special too. Yeah. Okay. Any detrimental effects from noise? He was pretty quiet.
Quiet singer. Quiet singers.
I'd have to say it's not applicable.
It's a beautiful sound.
Nuisance odors. No, church suppers aren't too bad.
They fry up a lot of bacon, but I don't think
they're
going to have a lot of bacon. Yeah, no. Kind of depends on how many beans they serve.
My God.
How long they stay.
So I just want you to know.
That's why I said it quietly.
Yeah.
I'm not quiet.
Not using any solar or
no plan
solar panels or anything? Okay, CMP will love you. Eight is not applicable. You aren't expecting any ledge. You haven't done any probes or borings?
We haven't done any deep borings yet. Our goal is to avoid ledge removal.
Probably half the foundation will be exposed.
Yes.
And just frost walls on the low end.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the only deep digging is entry, upper entry.
Right.
Yeah. I doubt you'll have to blast, but you could pick the building up a little bit anyways, even if you did.
We could.
You have enough grading.
Yes, we
there.
Do.
Yeah. Nine will be no. No site visit. No special conditions. Specific uses standards.
You skipped over public safety standards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that or I'm missing a page.
You're missing. Here we're missing a page.
You have page six?
Yes. You're missing five.
Six, seven, and eight. You got those out. Five, well.
Yeah, five is one.
Then I'll read the standards to you.
Okay, thank you.
Number one is the quantity and quality of public and private drinking water supplies are adequately protected from any relevant detrimental effects of the land use.
Yes.
Yeah, the well will be tested, you know, anyways. It's
currently no public water supplies. This will become one, but...
Well, I mean, you do have the water tower nearby, but that's
it's a long way.
A little cost prohibitive. They'd still probably need a pump, believe it or not.
The private drinking water supply will be, actually, it'll be public, but it's really, it's a private mineral well.
Yeah.
That will be at least 300 feet from the closest septic system,
right.
Where normally 100 feet solids required, so... Number two is the safety and sufficiency of energy supply services are adequately protected from any relevant detrimental effects of the land use.
I don't believe that's applicable.
It's not a high power user.
You know. No.
That's the ten.
I don't think there'll be any more than a regular 200 amp service.
Number three, public safety services are adequately protected from any relevant detrimental effects of the land use.
Just yeah. NA on that.
NA.
Four, public wastewater facilities are adequately protected from any relevant detrimental effects of the land use.
There is none there.
Five, the proper management of solid waste is adequately protected from any relevant detrimental effects of the land use.
You going to have a dumpster or anything?
There is no plan for a dumpster.
Okay.
So it'll be taken.
You'll weekly take care of your own internal.
The transfer station.
They do a couple of fellows that do the.
You have
to get right to the
traffic.
Okay.
You know, you go pick it up on a weekly basis.
Sure, I'm going by.
You're going by all the time.
Yeah.
And the last one is the safety and sufficiency of streets and sidewalks are adequately protected from any relevant detrimental effects of the land use.
That's been addressed by the sight lines. Yeah. There are no public sidewalks at this time.
There isn't even a need for a culvert at the entrance, I don't believe. No, because it comes right down. No, all the water is being sheeted off to the southeast.
Yeah. Kind of a related question to this criterion is that there was a citizen who came to the council asking if a stop sign could be placed at the end of School Street where it intersects with McDonald Street. There's a yield sign there now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that went to committee, and the committee discussed it. I'm not sure. Rich, do you know, was that question answered about the changing of the yield to stop sign?
It was.
Yeah, it was
going
to be kept as a yield because there's only been two accidents over the last 10 or so years.
But the point I made during that meeting was that there is going to be an increase in vehicle traffic on that road once the church is up and operational. Not constant increase, you know, it'll be intermittent, but there will be more vehicles going by that intersection that might justify changing from yield to stop, but that's really, it's the council's decision. You can make a recommendation if you wanted to, but it's the council's decision as to what that should be.
Any comments? For stop
sign? I've been driving by there 30 years, and I've never seen an accident yet, yeah. And I always yield, and everybody yields.
Well, it used to be a stop sign there a long time ago, but I just don't think it's relevant to this application, and I personally don't want to get involved with it.
No. Right.
The council's already addressed it, and let's move on.
Yeah.
Now we go to specific uses.
Yeah.
And we didn't have, no. Is anybody thinking of any special conditions?
There is one specific use standard that applies, is that's parking. And so the ordinance says for an assembly use, one space for each employee, one space for every four seats, and one space for every 8 lineal feet of bench space based on the seating capacity. Hmm. Has the seating capacity been determined?
We're working on a plan where the seating capacity will be maximum of 120. So if we take 120 divided by 4, that's
30.
That seats or benches?
Well, there can be seats.
Okay.
130 divided by 4 is 75 spaces.
What? 120 divided by 4.
Oh, 120, okay.
Is 120. 30.
Yeah.
30. So we're at 43. I got 43 and a handicap. How many employees, quote?
Excuse me?
Employees.
You. 3 part-time.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see. Yeah, what? Okay.
So that's how, what's the total?
33.
33?
33
theoretically, they would need.
43 supply.
43 on the plan. Dimension objectives. We have three that apply. Mm-hmm. Setbacks, 25 feet from property lines for the building, 10 feet from property lines for the parking lot.
They're all relevant.
They're all 15 and over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Buildings.
And the building's maximum 50. Height is 50 feet, yeah.
And the building height you listed as 40?
No, I've listed it as
28. The back side would be closer to 40.
The back side,
the gable on the back, yeah. And site survey?
They've asked for a waiver of the boundary survey.
Would that come under this dimensional thing, or?
I think you normally do take care of that at this point.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve a waiver for the site survey for this applicant.
Second.
any discussion on waiver of site survey?
No. They haven't had any concerns from abutters about this, so about location of property lines.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor? Okay. Back and do our findings.
Yep.
Okay. Under environmental standards.
Move that the proposed land use will have no impact on the environment that is contrary to the purposes of this ordinance.
All in favor?
Need a second, sir.
Second?
Who seconded?
Steve. Several of us.
All in favor? Okay.
No applicable special areas.
Special area standards. I don't believe there was anything applicable, so the vote is not required. Local area standards. Okay, we did.
I think we talked about 2 and 4.
We've talked about 2, 4, and that's it. And the wall and the water. Yeah. Well,
sort of missing that finding.
That's on page 5.
I have to read it.
So the wording is, the proposed land use will have no impact on local areas right. That is contrary to the purposes of this ordinance.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor of environmental standards?
No. Well, local areas.
Local area standards. Okay. All in favor? Okay. Specific uses standards. Public safety.
And the wording is,
page we don't
proposed
have.
Land use will have no impact on public safety that is contrary to the purposes of this ordinance.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? All in favor? Okay. And specific use standards.
Chairman, I make a motion that the proposed land use has met all applicable specific use standards in this ordinance.
Second.
All in favor of
page 7.
Specific uses standards. Okay. Under the dimensions, the proposed land use has met all applicable dimension standards in this ordinance.
Second.
All in favor? Based upon the conclusions of the planning board, as documented above, the proposed land use will not have any impact that is contrary to the purposes of Appendix K land use, and therefore the application is approved.